Lice is the Pits, the unofficial support group for Stockholm Syndrome, aka dog owners. Welcome, fellow captives. If you're here, it means you've accepted the truth. You are no longer in control of your own life. Your captor is small or large, furry, and capable of manipulating your every decision with a single well-timed head tilt. At Life is the Pits, we offer a safe space to share our struggles, such as being held hostage in our own homes by a creature that refuses to let us pee alone. I myself have had the pleasure of my own private bathroom security detail for over 12 years now. The agents have changed, but the security detail has remained intact. Financial ruin due to an alarming number of indestructible toys that were, in fact, very destructible. Waking up at 3 a.m. because someone decided now is the perfect time to throw up on the carpet. The soul-crushing realization that we now plan our entire social lives around work schedules. The constant gaslighting. I would never chew up your shoes. You must be imagining things. Look at my innocent face. This is a place of understanding, a place where we acknowledge that while we may technically be free, we will never truly escape. Because let's be honest, we don't want to. We love our captors. We live for their approval. We willingly sacrifice our dignity just to see their little tails wag. So welcome to Life is the Pits. There's no escape, but at least we're in this together.
Piper's Diary, The Great UPS Showdown. Dear Diary, today, I saved the entire house from utter doom. Again. It started like any other peaceful afternoon. I was napping upside down on the couch, my tongue slightly out for maximum relaxation. And then, I heard it. The growl of the beast. That brown truck. That rumbling monster of mystery and cardboard. Mom calls it the UPS truck, but I'm pretty sure it's short for Unleashing Pure Suspicion. I launched into full alert mode, zoomed to the window, let out a battle bark, and stared deep into the soul of the approaching danger. The beast stopped. A figure stepped out. Black cap. Brown shirt. Holding a box. A box. Suspicious. This was it. My moment. I threw myself against the front door like an action movie hero, barking with every ounce of my pit bull power. Penny joined in, mostly barking at me, but that's fine. Teamwork. Mom, traitor to the cause, smiled and opened the door like she was inviting this box bandit in for tea. Thanks, she said, accepting the box like it wasn't possibly filled with laser cats or vacuum parts. I tried to warn her. I spun. I huffed. I gave my most intimidating side eye. Nothing. The man laughed and said, "She's doing her job, huh?" "Sir, I am the job." Once the box was inside and the enemy retreated back into the brown beast, I sniffed the package for explosives. Turns out it was dog treats. So, I forgave it. This time. But make no mistake, I remain ever vigilant. The truck will return. And when it does, so will I. Sincerely. Piper, protector of packages, defender of doorbells, hero of the household.
Let's explore dogs with jobs. Today, the general has arrived. RCMP's fluffiest new recruit. Move over, canine unit. There's a new top dog on the force, and he's all floof, no nonsense. Meet the general, a big regal poodle with an even bigger heart, who's now proudly serving at the RCMP National Headquarters in Ottawa. While the legendary RCMP canine detail continues to do heroic work out in the rest of Canada, starting with their training in Innisfail, Alberta, the general holds down the fort in a different way. He's not sniffing out suspects or chasing down bad guys. He's on a mission of comfort, support, and morale-boosting tail wags. As an official facility dog, the general supports both officers and civilian employees, providing a calm presence and, let's be honest, a level of emotional intelligence we should all aspire to. He's been featured in the RCMP Gazette magazine, January issue, worth a read. And if we had to guess, he's probably been quietly voted Employee of the Month every month since he started in August of 2024. You better believe when the general makes his rounds, everyone has their goodest boy treats ready at their desk, or else they'll be on the receiving end of a deeply judgmental, but still adorable stare. So here's to the general, comfort commander, fluff officer, and unofficial head of HR. Hugs and reassurance. Keep leading with your paws held high, sir. That is all for this episode. We'll be back soon with some more doggy shenanigans. Don't forget to give your furry friends a big belly rub and a treat from us. And if you'd like, send us a message with a great dog story you'd love to share with everyone. Have a great day.